This is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.
You're up, dude. You're up, my man. Are you ready for it?
Not
people
ready.
Can see you eating.
I know.
It's not like you're getting away with murder here.
Sorry. It's our first night.
Right. I'm waiting for you.
Time for a sports rap. His name is the man, Mark Wilson.
You got to hit that mic thing on, too. No problem.
It's on.
Okay, we're done. All right, you got your exhibition baseball rained out today in Bradenton at McKechnie Field, Tigers and Pirates. Tigers go back to Lakeland at 12-11 in grapefruit play with just about five games left before the opener on Monday. The Braves will be at Joker Marchin tomorrow at 1. NBA tonight in Salt Lake City. We are now 26 minutes away from tip between the Pistons and the Utah Jazz. See what they can do against Trey Burke, who's had six really good games in a row now. Although, no, seven, but six are losses. So Utah not winning, but Trey Burke playing very well, playing against his old pals, the Pistons, tonight. Wings are off. Big game tomorrow night at Columbus. MSU and Michigan prepping for the Sweet 16. Local scores first and always on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Other NBA, Rockets lead the Bobcats 62-57 in the third. James Harden's got 16. Hawks lead the Suns 41-38 second. Heat over the Blazers 41-40 second. LeBron with 15. Pacers lead the Bulls 19-13 in the first. T-Wolves trailing the Griswolds 25-13 in the first at Memphis. Nets over the Pelicans. The Pelican Briefs 24-20 in the first. Thunder over the Nuggets 35-22 first. And the Sixers just getting started in San Antonio, going for 25 losses in a row. Can they pull it off? Let's see. Other NHL tonight. Phoenix and the Rangers tied at 2 in the second. Kings lead Philadelphia 1-0 second. Jeff Carter is 25th in that game. Le Rouge Blanc et Bleu, Montreal leads Boston in Beantown, 1-0 second. Ottawa-Tampa 1-1 in the second, just getting started. Winnipeg-Dallas and San Jose at Calgary, and that is your sports wrap. That's R.A.P. Pete. Here we are at 8:35. We're halfway through the first show. I just want to get it. We're halfway through, so let me just get a quickie here from Rob Parker. Rob, how do you think things are going, and are you enjoying yourself?
I'm enjoying myself a lot.
Now, we've got circus ticket people. Are we taking the calls to say hello or
no,
giving them away?
Well,
what do you want to do?
Well, let's go back to our first call. Is he not there?
Well, Greg's here.
Greg first.
All right, Greg, you're on Sports Night with Parker and the Man, back on the Fan opening night. What's up, Greg?
How you doing, Joe? Glad to see you back. Rob Parker is so good. I used to follow you all the time on First Take. They really miss you because I'm so tired of Stephen A. Smith letting Skip Bayless walk all over him. I can stand it.
Well, I appreciate that. And you know what? Speaking of First Take, I love that show. I was on it for 6 years. I had ESPN for 8 years. Enjoyed every single minute of it. I really did. And, you know, you just got to kind of move on. But I appreciate that.
Yeah. And I'm glad that somebody's here, so some of these Detroit slappy, we get some honest commentary now about some of these teams. And as an ex-factory worker, retired from Chrysler, if somebody thinks that you – they used to tell us the factory workers made too much money. I used to tell them that if somebody was willing to give me $28 an hour, I was going to take
Thank you. You know what? When I hear these fans, I just cannot – I shake my head.
It's a good point, Greg.
It is. And, of course –
because we heard that in Detroit all the time.
Right.
Right?
Oh,
all the
yeah.
haters hated them.
They make too much money. No, yeah. That's what you negotiated. That's what the company was willing to pay you. That's what I tell people all the time. Oh, that money should go to police and fire and all this. If you can sell tickets and televise the stuff that you're doing, right, then you would make more money. We all know that. We all know teachers should make more money. But you know what? No one's willing to pay to watch a teacher teach. That's the problem.
And I don't know about it. I'll read with Max Scherzer. Here's a guy, the Yankees signed out of Japan, never threw one pitch in the majors.
And that's right.
Well, the
total amount of that deal was about $150 million, right?
Right. He got yeah. more money than Scherzer.
Total deal with the payment that was made to Japan.
Right. Yeah. So he got more money.
Yeah, $150 million. He's never got anybody out in the majors yet.
Even though he's had a really good spring.
Tanaka? What did you say about Tanaka? He was 26-0 or
24-0.
24-0, you said. He said, well, it was Japan. What was your comment?
I
don't care what
I don't care
level.
Where you're pitching. If you're 24-0, you must have something.
24-0.
You know how hard it is to be 24-0 on any league, little league, pony league, Japan, anything.
Yeah, because I heard you this morning on the air with Matt Stafford's father. I mean, Matt Shepard, who can't stand anybody say anything bad about Matt. I wish you'd have heard him all went along. I could barely stand it. Anybody said something bad about Matt Stafford, I'm like, oh, how can you talk about this kid?
Well, I mean, anybody could talk about him because he didn't play well. He was bad. He was bad this past year.
He threw for 5,000 yards. I said, yeah, they still haven't made the playoffs.
Exactly.
Well, I won't be able to make the circus, so give him to the next person.
Okay, perfect. That's what I wanted to make sure in case you couldn't, and we appreciate the call.
And don't be a stranger, Gregory.
Thanks, Gregory, really. We appreciate you tuning in. 248-848-1130. It is Sports Night with Park and the Man. And you know what, Mark? Let's see if anybody's...
Well, this is the first up for the circus ticket. This is Tim. Tim, you wanted the tickets?
Yeah. I went to the circus with Mark and Lindsay.
Jeez, you know what? You got to stop with the low hand. This is going to get out of hand. I'm going to get in so much trouble, Tim. Seriously.
I'm sorry. I'll stop.
It's okay. No problem. I'm proud of it.
I just wanted to welcome you guys back to the air. It's great to have you back.
Thank you.
By
the way, Tim. Tim.
Yes.
She digs older men. Okay.
Hey, Tim. Tim, let me ask you about the Scherzer thing. Where are you on this?
Where am I on the Scherzer thing?
Yeah, I mean, do you think the Tigers? I mean, they really. I think they hung him out to dry a little bit. That's just really how I feel because people are going to boo him on opening day. They are going to boo Scherzer, and this guy was the American League Cy Young Award winner. He's going to get booed because he didn't sign a contract?
You think there's going to be that kind of reaction?
Yep.
Seriously?
I do.
I don't know. I just don't think that I think they should have thought that through before they got rid of Fister.
Yep. I think Dave blew that. I agree with you.
It's just a bad decision there. You know, they should have kept Fister until they had him signed as a security blanket.
No. Tim, what's going to happen? Fister had to go. Do you know why?
Why?
Because now forget the ARB money this year. It was the prospect of what they had to give him down the road. They're starting to get rid of guys who they're going to have to pay. I don't know why this isn't noticeable. Because you're right. They didn't get Ian Kroll, Robbie Ray, and
nobody.
Steve Lombardozzi, and he's already gone. Wasn't good enough. So where did it come from? They didn't like Doug. He wasn't making that much. But they got to start cutting it without looking like they're doing the damage like Wayne Huizenga used to do when he would do fire sales. Because Dombrowski went through a fire sale. And darn it all, he's not going to go through one again.
That was in Florida after they won.
Never in 1997 when they won the World Series with Leland, never has it been so bad than when you see the 98 Florida Marlins. That team lost 100-plus.
And what's funny is, what team are you laughing at that's won two World Series?
I'm not laughing at them. They at least got two series out of the deal. Tim, you want hold on, Tim. You wanted the tickets, right?
Actually, I can't go to the circus.
Oh, okay, no problem, no problem. I just want to make sure.
All right,
no sweat.
First night for me.
No problem. All right, well, Tim, we appreciate you.
But hey, it's just great to have you guys back on the air, and I don't think they can pay Scherzer more than they pay Verlander. They should have figured all that out. Before
I agree with you on that. Yes.
So
I'm going to stay with you on that.
Great to have you guys back.
Thanks,
you guys,
Tim.
Are you doing any shows out of 24 seconds? Anytime soon?
We hope to.
You know what? I think we're having that. Think that's
shout out
gonna,
to Bob in 24 seconds in Berkeley.
Where we're going to have our big welcome back Park on the Man party.
Shout out to Bob on 12 Mile.
That's right. Love that place. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys there, hopefully.
Okay.
Thanks, Tim. Guess who's joining us now from Las Vegas, Nevada? We're inside the Fratto House. You know, wait, Bernie. I can run it. Hold on. I can run it. I got it. Do it. Is the thing up? Hold on, Bernie. Don't go anywhere. Watch this.
We are inside.
What's up, big pimpin'?
Take it to the house. We are inside the Fratto House with insider Bernie Fratto. The former pre- and post-game host of Detroit Lions football on the flagship. National sports contributor to the likes of JT the Brick and Sports X Radio.
Yeah.
Who?
He hosts UNLV basketball's Rebel Extra on the ESPN affiliate in Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas.
He knows the lines. He knows the odds.
Winning.
From Vegas to Detroit, this is one fraternity you don't need to rush.
You know you make me wanna.
We're inside the Fratto House with Bernie Fratto.
There you go, buddy.
Well, thank you for that. And guys, let me be the 511th to welcome you back. Parker and the Man has been a staple in the annals of Detroit history, not just sports talk radio. I was on hold for a minute or two and heard the energy of the callers, and sounds terrific, guys. It was us Italians like to say mazel tov.
Well, there you go, Bernie. We appreciate it. And don't forget, when you talk about Park and the Man, you're a big part of it. You remember, you were here. You were part of the Park and the Man family.
We got a call for you tonight.
And we always appreciate your buddy Noah called. Wasn't it Noah?
Yeah, Noah's a good caller. He's a good guy.
He left the Ark at home.
He lives in Canton, yeah. So I hope to weigh in with you guys. It's always a treat and a privilege to have been on the air with you. And, you know, I'm on the air pretty much five nights a week non-Vegas. I'm going on later with Ken Thompson. But when you think about not just the privilege to be a part of Parker the Man, but the things we lived through, that we covered, the World Series, the All-Star Game, the Super Bowl, the Malice at the Palace, you know.
Bernie reminded me that this November 10th anniversary, when Bernie and I were on the air, I think you might have been out there. Were you out there, Robert? You were just out of town. Bernie and I were watching it as it happened live. We're doing the radio show, and we just happened to look up because it was an innocuous game against Indiana, and all of a sudden this thing had became, you know, the story of the next 3, 4, 5 months.
Well, and there was a backstory too, because if you recall, guys, just a few months before that, the Pistons had blown up the Indiana Pacers, and we can all remember the Tayshaun Prince block, and then they went the 5-game sweep against the Lakers. So you were talking about a 66-win team, and you got to enter the Rick Carlisle angle. So that night, the Pacers led by 35, and it was a meaningless layup, and Ron Artest fouled Ben Wallace, and the rest is history. And then, Mark, you did a great job a few months later. When Ron Artest came back to town to do his community service, you asked for it, we were granted access. The guy couldn't have been cooler. So, I mean, we know the backstory, the front story, the
right.
side story. It was right there in Detroit.
That's right. And, Bernie, real quick on you, I mean, on the Tigers, where are you on the Max Scherzer situation? That's what we're talking about right now.
Well, truth of the matter, Rob, is I know they were never going to pay Verlander more. They're paying Verlander $25.7 a year. They offered him 6 years, $144 million. Unfortunately, you are right. Probably there are folks that will see Scherzer as an ingrate. I think the timing of it's a little silly. But frankly, Scherzer said all along he wanted to be here. But the problem is, Robbie saw the Felix Rodriguez deal, and he's seen some of the other large deals, Clayton Kershaw. So, you know, he wants him. He's always better with the cheddar. And so he wants more. And I just don't know that this is going to be a good event for the Tigers. I know you're on the opposite side. You probably feel they hung him out to dry a little bit. But I think they did.
And Bernie, if I'm wrong, I'll admit it on opening day. Scherzer will be booed opening day because fans will be, he's greedy. How much money does he want? The Tigers offered him $144. He turned it down. He doesn't want to be here. Watch. He doesn't want to be here. He's ready to go to the Yankees. He wants to go to the Dodgers. He doesn't want to pitch here. Watch. It turned him into a bad guy.
Well, no, you're right. The good thing is, though, that they're going to have metal detectors at Comerica Park so no one can throw anything at them.
That's right. It's a mandate in baseball as of next
right.
year.
So Dave Dombrowski will be happy. I love his comment, too. You know, he's with us this year. That's the good part. And then he had to go tell everybody, yes, this is a record. It's the largest contract I've ever offered that has been rejected. Was that important to you, Dave, to tell everybody
that? Why would
that?
You say that, Bernie? Do you know what I'm saying? It doesn't make sense.
That was bad form. I think no argument there on that one. No argument there. That was kind of on Dombrowski-like, although I will give you, Robbie had one of the great lines when I was very first starting up Park for the Man. 2003, if you can believe it. You interviewed Dave Dombrowski and said, what's it like to be a $5 million funeral director?
that was the all-timer.
119 games. So many memories, but all I can tell you is, one quick thing. My bracket's already blown up because I had Schoolcraft College in Southern Connecticut State in the Final Four. How am I doing?
I didn't know they were even in it.
Who knew was right, Bernie? Hey, Mr. Fratto, always a pleasure. You are the best, and we miss you. You know that.
Keep up the great work, guys. They got these computers now, and I can listen on my Commodore 64. You have a good evening.
And we're going to do Inside the Fratto House quite often. Thanks,
That's
Bernie.
That's right. We'll check
in. I look forward
to
it. I'll be your Vegas insider.
Love it, man. We got the open. Might as well use it. Thanks, buddy. All right, let's do this. We'll do that. Let's do this when we come back from that. We'll do that first because we got other people to get to. We got things to do, stories to do, things to go on.
And we're going
to
get into the Nick Fairley story now. You know, coming up
at the 9 o'clock in the 9 o'clock hour.
In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about that, Mark, because that's a big story too. That why are the Lions announcing that now?
Well, there's a lot of layers to that onion.
The following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
out of alignment and so on. There we go. Is that not on?
Yeah, I got you now.
Okay, you good?
Yep.
So again, what am I saying? It's Expert Car Care, Rob. Expert Car Care can take care of all that stuff that's happened during pothole slash crater season out there, and it's been brutal.
That's right, Mark. And Expert Car Care, they offer free inspections and guaranteed the lowest prices in town. And, Mark, you'll be back on the road safe and sound the same day.
Expert Car Care services everything on your vehicle from top to bottom, A to Z. Whether it's something as simple as a tire repair or as major as replacing an engine or transmission, be sure to mention who? Who?
Parker and the Man. And, Mark, you know what? You not only will you receive a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if it's needed.
That's over $100,000 now.
Stop it.
It's over $100 in savings passed on to you. Expert Car Care has locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming and on 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Go get Expert Car Care.
All right, Rob Parker, let's get back to it. Circus tickets, and we're talking about Scherzer for another few minutes, and then we're going to get to Nick Fairley and the whole deal with Martin Mayhew coming out. And
which was another.
I don't know what the hell.
Whoa, I was just.
Hey, Ken Holland, didn't you have anything you wanted to do today?
Hey,
Joe D.
Hey, you know what?
Joe D, stay away.
We're going to tell you about.
Get it, you.
We're going to tell you about.
We have a Joe in Detroit. That better not be Dumars. Should I go see if that's Joe Dumars?
No, I don't think it is.
You don't think it is? You sure? Okay, I'll go with you. All right, let's try. Tony's been hanging. Tony, you're on Sportsnet with Parker and the Man. Opening night back on the Fan. What's up?
Gentlemen, glad to see you back on the air.
Thank you, bud. How are you, Tony?
Right now I'm saluting you.
Great. Rob Parker is the greatest guy ever. I know firsthand.
Well, I appreciate that.
Will he give you a job or something?
No.
You never know, Tony.
I've gotten to know him in a special way, and I know he's a good guy.
Well, I appreciate it.
He's no Martin Shannon Hogan.
To you too.
Huh? Oh, thank you, Tony.
Yes.
Do you want to do you want to go to the circus, or are you just chiming in on the show?
I live at the circus, brother. That's okay. Give it to someone who really.
I live at the circus.
I hear you.
But good. I'm just wanted to shout out to you guys and to say, it's good that good radio is back on the air in Detroit.
So very nice of you.
Rob knows I've been complaining. I've been pulling my hair out what I have left.
Yeah, I know. I hear it all the time when I'm out, but, you know, everybody has different styles. If you like what you like, you listen to them. If you don't, you can tune us in. It's all about what you want to hear. So we're happy to be here, and we'll be here weeknight 7 to 10. So, Tony, anytime, man. Call in, chime in.
Good luck, guys.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Number again, Rob Parker?
248-848-1130. Detroit's 1130 WDFM, Mark the Fan.
And on all your little apps, iHeartRadio, ParkerandTheMan.com, PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com, Twitter, Facebook, we got it all for you. It's all over the place. Joe, you're on the opening night. Joe, you there? Turn that radio down and let's hit it. Gone?
And you know what? I want to chime in real quick.
You think Joe's gone?
I got a text from Tony Paul, you know, the baseball writer.
Hi, Tony Paul.
Detroit
What's
News.
Going on?
And he did give me some information. JV is locked in at $28 million. He says that gives the Tigers plenty of wiggle room to keep Scherzer under that. I'm just not buying it. If they really were serious in trying to keep Scherzer, I don't think they would have passed
that. Well, the 25-7 thing was some average because $28 million is Verlander's number.
Right.
I didn't know where the 25-7 necessarily.
I think it.
They made that too big of a deal. It's a $28 million number.
Right. It's a big number. But.
So I didn't think they would approach 28 anyhow, and I don't think Scherzer expects 28.
No, I don't, but he expected more than a 2012 deal. But, Tony, we appreciate it. Thanks for listening, too. 248-848-1130.
Jimmy, you're on Sportsnet with Parker and the Man. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Good to have y'all back.
Well, we appreciate that, Jimmy. What's happening, bud?
Oh, man, not much. Trying to get a little work in. But, hey, Rob, I want to thank you for the Detroit Lions tickets when they was at the Silver Dome. I came to one of your book signings out at Sears.
Yep. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and my dad got a chance to go to a pro game before he passed away.
Wow, that's great.
That is sweet.
So I want to thank you for that. And also I want to thank you and Mark for the Planet of the Apes collection. Get your stinking paws off me, you dirty ape.
That's right.
That's another one.
That's one of the all-time great lines in the movie.
Yeah, and every time I look at the Planet of the Apes collection, I have a story for my kids to tell them how I got it. You know, listening to you guys.
Jimmy, I love that.
Yep. So
I really
do. It's really, really good to have y'all back now. It is.
Well, we appreciate it. Hey, Jimmy, do you want to go to the circus or are you good?
Yeah, I would like to go to the circus.
You got to go. You're going to go,
you
gotta though, right?
You got to go. It's Wednesday night at 7. Right. We got a couple of tickets for you.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and decline because I can't make it definitely.
Okay.
And I would rather for somebody who could definitely go.
Absolutely. Yep. I appreciate that. No problem.
And I hit you up on Facebook the other day and... You know, with that famous line, what color panties you got on?
No, that was you. All right, I got it.
Yeah, that was big. And like I said, once again, it's good to have you guys back.
Well, appreciate it, Jimmy. Stay well. 248-848-1130.
Let's do that, and we'll take more of your calls coming up.